Hey guys, welcome back for another episode of the Game Boys podcast. We got a special episode for you. I got a special guest here, my dear friend Snyder.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing all right, man. A little tired from E3 coverage last night, and then waking up to watch this morning. So,
Well, we had a special episode for you. We got E3 immediate Nintendo reactions to the E3 show. The E3 Nintendo reaction show by the Game Boys. Okay, that's the official name of this broadcast.
Wow, what a title!
Yeah, thank you. Let's go right into it. You know, Nintendo, they had their E3 presentation today, showed off some game, and
mainly one game, which they did announce that was going to be the focus.
Yeah,
a la Mario and Zelda specifically was like all Zelda that year, but
that's because they didn't have anything else though.
Yeah, I do want to note the most important thing about this direct before we actually go into the games. They did not announce any 3DS games, which is good for me.
Yeah, they didn't announce any 3DS games. I actually had that written down.
I'm sure they will during the Treehouse either today or the next 2 days.
Well, yeah, probably, but the important thing is that they didn't waste any precious E3 time on it.
Hey, guys, we got a port of Super Mario Sunshine for the 3DS.
I think people would be so pissed if that happened.
Because they're doing the old
Luigi's Mansion.
So yeah. Anything's possible.
So, that was, that's funny that you mentioned that, because I actually had that written down. No E3, or no 3DS games.
Yeah,
so.
I do think that's significant. I think that's the first E3 presentation with no 3DS representation.
About time, man.
Since
about time.
They announced that it launched. So.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. I've been done with my 3DS for a long time.
Yeah, so. I mean, they're still selling tons. They just sold tons of 2DS XLs. But I think at this point, making it a port machine and minigame machine that other companies can just do minimal effort on, is fine. I'm fine with that. As long as they don't use it for their main announcements anymore, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, so... all right, well, the first game that they showed off... was Daemon X. They gave
Daemon X
no
Machina
information,
or some
really
weird name.
It
just showed a lot of video footage of,
with no context. It was just robots fighting bigger robots.
Yeah, and lots of rock music.
Yeah, looked like it could be neat. I don't think it was a first party game.
Nope. No, it was not. I forget the team for it, but Nintendo was not part of it.
There's almost nothing to say about it, because it was just some robots.
No. The only thing I noticed was that the boss that they battled seemed to have specific patterns that you had to go around.
Sure.
That was literally...
That's video
typical,
games.
Typical kind of beat-em-up boss, so...
Right. After that, they showed off some DLC for Xenoblade Chronicles 2, which you played... a little bit of.
I need to finish it. But yes,
you're not going to finish it.
I would like to. I was enjoying what I was playing.
Tell you this much. You don't put down a 100-hour RPG and then just pick it up again one day and
finish
it.
To be fair, I only put like 5 hours into it.
Oh, okay.
So I basically was planning on restarting. So.
Yeah.
It's not... or basically pick up from where I left off, because I did not get very far. I think I got to like the third town.
Okay.
Didn't spend a lot of time on it, so...
Fair enough.
It looked pretty. The game is pretty. So if you've never played it, the mechanics are fun.
It looks awesome. It looks
I just
like
didn't
a game
have
I mean.
The time at the point that I started
to
put the full effort. So I decided to come back to it at a future date.
Yeah, that's how I am right now with Persona 5. I started it, played a couple hours, and was like, I can't play a 100-hour game right now.
I'll come back later.
Yeah. So. So this is a game that we already knew was coming, but we didn't see anything on, which was Fire Emblem.
Yes.
I thought it looked cool. I'm not the biggest Fire Emblem fan in the world, but that's because they've all been on 3DS.
Yeah, so I never played a Fire Emblem game before Awakening, and I fell in love with Awakening. that both of the 3DS games are probably two of my favorite 3DS games, period, that I have on the console. Easily both of my top 10 3DS games. And this looks awesome. The fact that you're going to have troops with each individual character, which makes much more sense
right.
for the combat. Visually, it looks stunning. And I'm sure it's not in final mode yet because it's not even launching until the beginning of 2019.
Right.
So, there's still lots more to see about it. But I think it looks gorgeous. And it's... Fire Emblem, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, well, I'm excited.
I hope that you end up getting a deeper version of this game because it is on a console.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that they don't do a 3DS thing and do two or three versions of the game.
Right. Well, because the name of the
it's Three
game
Houses.
Is Three Houses. Yeah, and the last game had three different campaigns. So.
Correct, but there were only two physicals, and then there was
the third campaign that unlocked if you had both, or...
No, it was just DLC, or if you bought the collector's edition, it had
came
all three.
With all three, yeah. Which is very collectible now. Even GameStop sells it for like $80, still
yeah.
used.
Yeah, it's... wish I got it, but oh well.
Yeah, so... Fire Emblem, I mean, it looks cool. I like... Well, I like strategy games, and the only thing that was keeping me from playing the other ones was I don't want to play a deep strategy game solely on portable. It looks like a game that would benefit greatly from being able to take it on the go when you're on the go, but it's a game that I would want to sit down yeah. with for many hours.
Yeah, I guess for me, since I played the 3DS versions, the idea of playing it portably on that screen, I love my 3DS portably. And I love my Switch portably. I think it's how I mainly play the system, unless I need to charge it and I don't want to finish the game. That's pretty much the only time I play docked anymore.
So, I have like a... I should really go see a doctor for this. I have like a problem with... I think I've spoken to you about this before. I have like a problem with like blood flow or something.
Oh, like holding the system up?
Right, so anytime I play anything portably, my hands go to sleep.
Weird.
Yeah, I should probably go to the doctor.
Yeah, that doesn't sound normal.
And it's been like that for a couple of years now.
Yeah, I would definitely.
So like, I can't like lay. I can't like lay down on a couch.
You
have and,
to
like,
sit
read
up
book.
And play it.
I can't like read a book laying down. I
so
can't
the only time it. You could play portable is if you're sitting up.
Yeah. Okay. With it like in my lap,
which is not ideal.
Yeah. So.
So that makes sense for you.
That's part of the reason why I don't like portable stuff.
Fair enough. Well, I don't have that problem. And for me, I like playing while I'm laying down sometimes because I'm like, it's part of my winding down process. I like to play RPGs specifically because it's not fully like action-based. So it's not really like getting my blood flow. It's more like mm-hmm. a relaxing process. And strat RPGs are just like that for me as well because we're not... It's no quick time events. So
right.
It's all...
Take your time.
Using my brain, which is eventually tiring me out. Same thing with reading a book or anything.
Right.
Like that. So I'm excited.
Cool.
It looks awesome.
I'll probably get it.
I think it's going to be a must purchase game, and it's beginning of the year, which will probably be a little better than the beginning of 2018 was for Switch in terms of having a big strat title. So
yeah,
that's a big deal for the system.
And then next, they announced a bunch of like third party and
Mario
indie stuff.
Party. Was
well, whatever. One. So yeah. But yeah, they announced a bunch of like indie and like yeah. third party stuff. If you want to go over that, you're more into that stuff. Than
I know I for sure. Third party Dragon Ball FighterZ was probably the bigger name out of that.
They
group.
Just showed like a few seconds of
they
that.
They announced
that.
Fortnite launching today
it's out right
which
now.
Is out right now on eShop, which when I get home from recording, I will be partaking in.
Everyone knew
they
that was coming.
They showed, you know, all the stuff that's been announced already in the conference, the Starlink with the exclusive version for the Switch with Fox McCloud
right.
and the R-Wing. They showed like a bunch of eShop titles. I don't remember them off the top of my head, to be honest. Nothing really stuck out for me, like where I was like, whoa. Oh, Overcooked 2 was probably the big one.
Yeah, that's cool.
I never got to play Overcooked, mostly because I don't have anyone at my house ever. So
only time I own it, and the only time we've played it was the hurricane last year. We had people stay over.
And did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've heard it's an amazing game. The problem is I usually don't have that many people to want to play a multiplayer game.
It was a lot of fun, yeah. We played four players. So.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'll get it. But they didn't have any, like, blow-away third-party support this year. It doesn't mean they won't. Last year, the Bethesda announcements were not at E3.
Mm-hmm.
They were later. So I'm not really worried necessarily. I think a lot of companies are realizing it's successful, and now it's that weird transition because it's not going to be, here, small company, port my game.
Right.
It's going to be, we need to put more effort into it. So we might get a little lull, but I think the system's going to be fine. But that's a personal thing. But there was no like major third party, and nothing blew me away. I don't know about you, but.
No.
I mean, Dragon Ball FighterZ is a nice option for the handheld.
I swear they already mentioned it though before. Like,
I think
about
it was insinuated, but Xenoverse is on the system,
right? I think they were like, I want to say the development team was asked about it, and they were just like, it's in development or something.
Yeah, but it was never like officially announced by Nintendo,
right?
So they were like, we're working on it, probably.
Yeah.
We have a launch date, which is more important. I forget what it was, but they gave a date with it.
Yeah.
So.
It's whatever. I already own the game, so it's like not on my radar.
It would be
at
more
all.
For people like me that don't really buy much anymore.
But you have a PS4.
I sure do. I don't really get that. All my games are from PS Plus at this point. I don't remember the last time I bought a new game for that system.
Sell me your physical PS4 games.
I don't think I have anything you want, but we'll see. But after that was. The only surprise, I guess, was Super Mario Party. So it's the drop the title.
Thank God.
And
I think once
the
you
numbers,
get to 10, it's a bit much.
And they basically showed they're going back to the old school Mario Party format, which they dropped several games ago, and everyone was upset about it. So they're like, hey, remember like Mario Party 2 that you liked? We're going to go back to that style
this
format.
This game looks like it has a lot of potential. And I'm not a Mario Party guy.
I hate Mario Party.
Yeah, I'm not a Mario Party guy at all. And this looks like it could be a really fun party game.
It looks like the versatility is going to be used big time. They're going to have a tabletop mode.
Right.
They showed two 3DS... Or, I'm sorry, I want to say that. They showed two Switches side-by-side connecting and then swiping to
across the two
to show where the connection was and teaching the map, like, okay, this is where the connector is, and being able to fight between the two screens. I think that's really cool. The fact that they could basically say, okay, where is the map?
Right.
And they were able to change the fight layout by just sliding the screens in different directions.
I thought that the mini games looked really good.
They looked fun.
Yeah, they looked fun, and that's really what it comes down to with Mario Party is if the mini games are good, then the game is good.
Yeah.
And so
I'll wait.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Did they give a release date on that? I think it's this year.
I want to say it was like September or something.
Yeah, I think that's this.
I'll check on it. I think it was September for the Super Mario Party. So I'm, like I said, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think that a Mario Party game looks like it could be good, that's a good sign because I don't give a shit about
Mario
Party.
And people that do like Mario Party.
October 5th.
Okay, that's great. So they have October, November, and December all lined up.
Yeah.
With three bigger Nintendo titles. I won't say major for Mario Party, but it is... They're riding the nostalgia train hard, and I think going back to like a Mario Party 2-style game, they're clearly trying to hit that N64 crowd.
Yeah, well, because those are the people that have disposable income now.
Right, because they're in their 30s.
Right.
Right. So that was that. And then I think after that was...
What do we got here?
Pokemon,
which they didn't show anything from, really. They just
said it's
$50 for the Pokeball. Go over Pokemon if you want. I know you're clamoring to...
Yeah, so we did watch a little bit of Treehouse before we came and recorded because we wanted to make sure they didn't announce anything like they did last year, which they still haven't. But I wanted to know a little more. We all heard speculation. Okay, like obviously it's Pokemon Go catching mechanics. But they went in depth and played like all of Viridian Forest and went to Brock's, you know, Gym. Brock's Gym, Pewter City. So you got a whole look of how the game works. Mm-hmm. And it basically is a mainline Pokemon game minus wild encounters.
It's a remake of Red and Blue and Yellow, except for with slight
character additions. Story. Yeah. Yep. And you have a new rival who's not really a rival. He's more like a friendly rival, it looks like, named Trace or something like that. Name Chase or Trace.
I like the scumbag rival
better. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. The Sun and Moon also has a friendly rival.
Really?
It's like your best friend. And they're like, oh, we're going to compete against each other because we love Pokemon. So I think that's kind of where they're going.
Yeah. I don't like that pussy millennial shit.
Whatever. It didn't bother me. I actually, for the record, it felt refreshing because I had been doing so many scummy rival things in the original Pokemon. I liked having the friendly ones. Okay. But they can go back to it. I mean, I don't care. But
right.
You got that, but you still have your trainer battles that work exactly the same. You still get EXP, and you still get EXP for catching Pokemon. So it works just like doing a wild Pokemon encounter. Mm-hmm. Looks like getting Pokeballs is going to be much easier. Looks like you get Pokeballs every single time that you win a battle with trainers. Even in Viridia Forest, they look like a ton of trainer battles. So you're going to be able to level up your guys. They also showed off Go Park, which is how they're going to integrate Pokemon Go into the game. From what I understand, it's going to happen at a certain point in the game that you'll have access to it. It's not going to be available to you right away. But you basically can transfer Pokemon from the game into a Pokepark or Go Park and then be able to catch them inside of the park and bring it into your party. So it's a cool thing if you're a Pokemon Go player. And like, this is a good way. Pokemon Go got a lot of lapsed fans back.
Right.
And now this is a way to get them back into Pokemon. If they're like, I don't have a lot of time, here's an easy Pokemon game. It's the original 150. That's what I grew up with. It's an easy sell.
Right.
And what I'm mostly excited about is that it's not a mainline game. It is a spinoff. It is basically, they could go every other year with a spin-off game and a mainline game. We're getting a mainline next year.
So the smart thing is to ease people in to the modern Pokemon list, the list of Pokemon. So, like, for me, I don't bother playing the new games because there's, like, 500 Pokemon that I've never heard of or seen.
It's probably just way too, more
it's overwhelming.
Than that.
Yeah. So, and it's probably the same for people with Pokemon Go. So, if you ease them in and say, okay, well, here's a game that's basically like
original 150. Yeah,
and then maybe in 2 years you do 250, you kind of just ease them into it while at the same time introducing those libraries of Pokemon into the Pokemon Go app.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it's possible that you can get more people in. Because I'll probably buy and play this. I'm not going to do that for Gen 8 or whatever the fuck it is now. So
unless they do something that appeals to you.
I mean,
in theory, you would not buy it.
No, because there's too many Pokemon that I don't care about. So, yeah.
I love a lot of the new Pokemon, but some of my favorite Pokemon are all later generations. But I understand it's not for everybody. It's
too much homework to do.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I just go, "What type is this?" And then that's all I really care about.
So, but yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, and then half of this presentation was one game. So
right, so Smash Brothers. That's they said going into it that's what it would be about mostly.
And I think this is time for Pat to take what is known as the Game Boy's victory lap.
Yes, the Game Boy's victory lap. I called this months ago. I said the new Smash Brothers should or would be a ultimate collection of all the old games, and not only is it a collection of every single character and a lot of the old maps and stuff, but it is literally called Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Yeah.
So
for people that are listening, I was sitting next to Pat on the couch, and he literally got up and, like, took a lap, like, with his arms up. Like, I called it as the dogs got riled up because he was, like, celebrating his...
I accidentally smacked Rush in the face of my phone when I did that.
It was funny. But, I think you know, this whole, is it a port or is it not? We all knew it was going to be the same engine, and it's all quality of life improvements. We don't know about game modes yet. They've already stated multiple times now on the Treehouse that they're going to address it. And even on IGN's feed, they're going to address it at a later date, that we're going to have news, multiple news updates throughout here and December, when it releases, December 7th, I believe. So we have...
It is December 7th.
So we have plenty of time.
It's the day after my brother's birthday.
Okay. Well, he can get there for his birthday.
No, he doesn't have a Switch.
Well, maybe he can get a Switch for his birthday.
He won't play it.
Okay, well, fair enough. He can come to your house and play it for his birthday.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. As someone who missed... I didn't own an N64. I did not own a GameCube. So I missed, like, that big Smash love early.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't own it until Brawl. So for me, I'm excited to get to play players I've never played as before. And I didn't put a lot of time into Brawl either. It wasn't until Smash for Wii U that I put in a lot of time into Smash Brothers. So I'm excited to play characters I've never played as before. And also some of the improvements they've shown for, like, Cappy with Mario, some of the, they're going to do faster final smashes. So there's a couple little things that they've showed off. I think it was a nice appetizer to what they're clearly going to be rolling out, a lot more information about online.
I mean, they put out a lot of information, though. I mean, there's not too much information left aside from
game modes.
It's a few game modes, which, you know, the only real thing that they're going to announce for game mode, if it exists, is a single player campaign. That's it. There's not, you know, there's going to be mini games. You know, there's the home run derby is going to be there. You know that there's going to be a versus mode with your friends or whatever in an online mode. So there's nothing really else.
But is there something they could do online that's a different type of mode? We don't know yet. So I think,
sure, why not?
Yeah, and they kind of confirmed on IGN they have more characters to announce. So
of course, that's,
he was like, that's the character roster that's been announced, and we'll have more to say in the future. So the new character, they only announced two new characters.
Three.
Well, Inklings were basically announced.
So this is the big one. The one that we've been waiting for 10 to 20 years. Daisy.
Yes, I was like hoping you were going to go that way. Because I was actually excited.
No, Daisy is a clone of Peach. So
yeah, and they officially are titling clone characters as Echo characters. Which I'm fine by at least acknowledging that. To say,
yeah, that they exist.
That they exist, and also we're probably going to get more of them, to be honest. So.
That's fine. I don't care. But no, the big announcement was Ridley is finally in Smash Brothers. After the fans begged, they pleaded, they cried, and every year Nintendo said, no, he's too big.
She's too big.
She's too big. Apparently Ridley is a woman. I was not aware of this until today.
But I keep saying it, so I'm presuming that's true.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to need a fact check on that one.
It's
a monster.
It's a monster. And Ridley was too big before, but not too big now.
Right. So, and Ridley, it's just...
they also announced...
On Wikipedia, it says his.
Okay. Well, I don't really care, so that's fine. But he, she, doesn't matter. It. Mm. Maybe it's non-binary.
Maybe it's just like a race of aliens.
Yeah, maybe there's multiple Ridleys.
Maybe they're the Ridleys, just man. That's not his name.
The Ridley family.
Yeah.
So obviously exciting. I'm already seeing a lot of positive buzz online, just like on Twitter and people reacting to that. So clearly, you know, a big announcement. People are excited. And
so, yeah,
already got buzz for it. I mean, people are already really hyped.
Well, Ridley, the addition of Ridley is enormous. I mean, as a big time Smash Brothers fan and someone who's been playing since the first one, I can tell you this is something that's like, this is bigger than, this is the biggest character they could have
introduced.
Announced. Yes, for sure. And then you have, the little things that they've, like, they did everything that they could have without making this just a totally new game. if that makes sense. So, like, basically, you couldn't have done more to this game.
Right. Without... They said, let's take what we did with the Wii U version and soup it up as much as possible. And what I'm excited about, because here's my biggest problem.
Okay, just real quick. I have the Super Metroid manual here in my hand, and I'm doing a fact check. The manual refers to Ridley as it.
Okay, so maybe it is what you want it to be.
Yes.
So it is fine.
Which is what I said during the conference when they didn't say it in the
direct, IGN kept saying
and I looked at you and went, I thought it was just a monster. Where did this gender come from?
I've been hearing it for a while, so I guess in podcasts, but yeah, I think
the little things, like they talked about it a little bit, but like they just added so much detail,
changed a little minor tweaks to almost every character.
The little
improvements
on the tank on Rob, where you can see how much fuel you have now in the jetpack.
Right.
Omar's helmet that cracks when he gets hit.
But then also, like, improving damage on certain attacks, improving speed of certain attacks.
Right. Just tweaking things a
little
bit.
I think they're trying to improve the parity of the game.
The balance, yeah.
And
that's what's important, because...
And it looks super exciting.
As a Game & Watch player, man, I love what they did to his character. It's even, like, the little quirks and, the cool stuff that they've done before is even cooler now. Like, his animations and stuff.
So let's talk about things that didn't get announced.
Nothing.
The rumored... for Nintendo. The rumored...
Yeah, they didn't announce anything.
The Star Fox Grand Prix.
Right.
Which I do think is probably real. It just probably is getting announced in a couple months.
Yeah, they didn't want to spill the beans yet.
Because Retro apparently had two different projects, supposedly. So I'm...
What was the other one?
Don't know. It might have gotten canceled.
Okay.
So there's a lot of questions about that. But... all these rumors and speculation, but this Star Fox one seemed pretty legit, and a lot of people in the game industry are like, this is starting to become pretty legit, and it very well could be, and we won't find out probably for several months. They like to do big announcements like a few months after E3.
Yeah,
they did it last year, did it the year before that.
Well, they do a direct almost every 2 months now.
They do like one a quarter. Yeah, they do basically like every 3 months. They're going to get a direct. So because of that, I'm not super upset, because they clearly stated this is going to be for 2018 games. Focus. So they did one game that was 2019.
Mm-hmm.
That was Fire Emblem. So everything else was, I believe, a 2018 title. Focusing on what you're going to be playing from Nintendo for the rest of this year. We still don't know when Yoshi's coming out.
That was disappointing.
Yeah, I have a feeling it got completely reworked. That's happened before.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a feeling that maybe next year we'll see almost an entirely new game.
So, here's something that we forgot to mention that I'm excited about, is in 2 days they're releasing a much bigger demo for Octopath Traveler.
Right.
And you get to carry over your save file when you buy the game.
Similar to what they did for Bravely Default on the 3DS.
Right. So, to me, that's awesome, because I usually don't play demos because I don't feel like playing 2 hours or an hour of a game and then having to replay it when it comes out in a month.
If they do what they did with Bravely Default, it'll be a completely different story that is only playable in the demo. Because that's what they did with Bravely Default. It was like a side quest that gave you the flavor and would add like content to your game. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case...
I feel like they would have said that if that were the case.
They didn't say it in Bravely Default. People found out when they got there. So we'll find out in 2 days. It could be the beginning of the game, and then you just save file from there when you buy the game, which would be awesome. I'm not going to complain about that either. But Octopath Traveler looks gorgeous. I hope it plays well. The demo I played last year was great. So
all I care about is depth. Depth, depth, depth. The more complicated the game is.
Have you been watching the updates on it? I mean, it looks really deep. So
I haven't watched too much gameplay, just like trailers.
Yeah, actually I was just watching I don't remember what YouTuber it was, and they got their hands on it. and they're like, the one complaint that it might be too deep, like this might be too, that it might be too hardcore, like this might be too niche.
Great.
So it'll be good for you. But there might be a lot of people that find this way too difficult. They said the difficulty of it is like you have to really pay attention to weaknesses and strengths.
Good. Classes. That's exactly how Darkest Dungeon was that I just finished with. So yeah, and that's what I loved about it so much.
Yeah, and you're gonna get that with basically what looks like a paper craft.
God, it looks gorgeous. So amazing, man. My game of the year right now. That's my most anticipated game of the year. More so than Smash Brothers.
Yeah. I am surprised personally that they have not referenced Tennis Aces at all today.
I wasn't. They did a direct on it already.
I know, but they could have been like, hey guys, this is coming out in a couple weeks.
I have to keep explaining to you over and over again.
It's a commercial.
Mario Sports games are not major releases. I know that you're excited for Mario Tennis, and that's fun, and I'm sure it's a fun game, but just because you are super excited about it, it's not a major heavy hitter.
If you pre-order it before launch date, you get double Nintendo points for it if you pre-order
the eShop.
Oh, really? So you get $6 back for buying it digitally.
So that way you can spend it on the DLC when it comes out.
Either DLC or, quite honestly, there's so many indie games that go on sale for $5 or $6.
You get a free indie game with it.
Pretty much, yeah.
But that's only if you pre-order it digitally.
Correct. The physical copy will not give double. It's just, I think they want people to buy it digitally because it's cheaper for them. And also, I think Mario Sports titles are going to fall in that, like, pick up and play for a lot of people. So, and that's where eShop is.
Man, I want a Mario Golf game. I think
you're getting one.
I really do want one.
And I think, so the sports games that people really want, obviously tennis and golf. And then I think Mario Strikers would be a smart. A lot of people like Mario Strikers. I never played it, but I know a lot of people that are really fond of it. So,
let's just get this out of the way right now. I'm lukewarm on this conference. Okay. I thought it was weak.
It wasn't groundbreaking. I will agree with that.
I thought last year's was better by far.
Because
last year was when they announced Splatoon 2, right? And then they were like, oh, and by the way, it's coming in like 3 months.
I'm trying to remember. No, I think they announced it beforehand. Okay. I think they just showed more about
it. Last year was a better conference, I can tell you.
Because I remember last year, people were like, if it wasn't for Metroid Prime 4, that this would not have been a big...
Well, last year wasn't a great conference either.
No, well, it was just like, here's stuff that nobody is that excited about. Oh, and Metroid Prime 4.
Yeah.
This year...
This was worse. This was nothing new like Metroid Prime 4.
I guess,
not even a logo.
I think they were like, hey, it was a Smash Brothers conference. And
I'm jonesing for Animal Crossing game, man. I need it.
I think you're getting it. It's just not going to be until next year.
I need it soon.
I think next E3 you're going to find out exactly when the date is.
We've been saying that for so long.
No, I think it's a holiday 2019 game.
Should have been a holiday 2018 game.
Yeah, well, maybe it's not ready.
They probably felt like the audience would overlap too much with Pokemon.
Yeah, no need. And my guess is you're going to get... Well, you're going to overlap next year if it's next year because you're getting the mainline.
That's the problem. You're always going to be getting a Pokemon game.
Yeah.
I don't think Animal Crossing is a Christmas release. I think that's probably like a spring or summer release.
I mean, I just don't want them to do with Animal Crossing. Well, it has a big fan base. I just don't want them to screw it over like they screwed ARMS over because it came out three weeks before.
Animal Crossing is not ARMS.
I understand. I'm just saying releasing a competitive multiplayer game 3 weeks before Splatoon 2 was a huge mistake.
Sure, and Animal Crossing is not ARMS.
I'm just saying a casual style game like Animal Crossing and Pokemon,
yeah. You
don't want them to be.
That's right why next I don't think Animal Crossing is a big winter release. I think
it's a first half.
Yeah.
So I mean, they could easily at the end of this year be like, "Hey guys, guess what's coming in
February, March?
Guess what's coming in March?" And everyone will lose their minds because they've been doing that a lot with games where they're like, "Hey, this is coming out in 4 months."
I need me some Animal Crossing Joy-Cons.
I believe I posted on Facebook today. I said. Someone else said, please, you know, I want Animal Crossing. And I was like, please, Nintendo, I want to fish and shake some trees. Like, make this happen. But it didn't happen. I am obviously a little bummed, but...
Animal Crossing is the perfect Nintendo franchise for the Switch.
Oh, really absolutely. Is. I mean, it's going to be perfect on either your television or on a handheld.
Yeah.
It's casual enough that you're going to be able to... You could easily just be like, oh...
Let me just pop you don't even need to pause it.
You just stand up and unhook it. You don't have to pause it or anything. I think it's just such a casual experience.
It needs to happen, man. It needs to happen.
It will. Dude, that is not a franchise that they're going to forget about.
Sure.
It is not F-Zero.
I was so much looking forward to that today. I thought for sure they would show something or mention
it. I think their surprise was Ridley, and then Mario Party, because that was not expected to be at this conference. So
the Treehouse was not good.
Well, it's still going.
Sure, but they're not announcing anything, like, unlike the previous years.
They have 3 days, and they've said there will be game announcements.
But last year, in the first hour, they announced
Samus Returns.
Samus Returns game.
So, yeah, nothing yet. They announced a Ridley amiibo pack.
That's true.
That was the big reveal.
This just in, breaking news. They've got a Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and a Pokemon Let's Go Eevee Plus editions that come with the Pokeball for $100.
Shut up and take my money.
And they come in a big box.
I'm in.
With the...
Do they have the art? Oh, that's gorgeous. Yep. So, that's an easy purchase for old Andrew. I might pre-order that on, like, ASAP.
Yeah. They announced that there is GameCube controller support for Smash Brothers.
Yes. Also,
the Switch.
Since we just mentioned the Pokeball, they did announce that Mew is exclusive.
Oh yeah, that's
right. As of now,
in the Pokeball.
In the Pokeball.
It's in the Pokeball, so you can't get it.
So that could change later. But they might.
I mean, to be fair, you couldn't get it in the original game either without the Action Replay,
right?
Game Shark, rather.
Right. So this is your Game Shark buying the Pokeball Plus, but they didn't blow anybody away. But personally speaking, in terms of a viewing experience, I thought it was easier to watch than Sony's. But I think we're both in agreement that that the Ghost of was it Tsushima?
Yeah, that was a better.
That was probably the best game.
Yeah.
Shown out of both game presentation out of both, but I thought overall Sony's was awkward. Doing with an intermission.
Dude, yeah, Sony's was so weird. They kept doing halftime coverage of their own panel for their own show. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's crazy to say. I'm gonna say two things. I thought Microsoft had the best conference. Easily?
I wouldn't say easily. I'd say
they just showed games.
They showed games. They showed a lot of games, and they also showed that they're making the right moves
with Game
for
Pass.
The future. No, not with Game Pass. I just mean collecting up the development studios and stuff. That's important.
But let me ask you this question. Do you think that anything that they announced for Xbox helped the Xbox One? I don't know that it did.
No,
I think whatever their next
gen.
It's
not for me.
I think the next gen console is what's going to benefit most from all these acquisitions.
The types of games that come out that they produce are not for
me. I don't care about Gears of War. I don't care about Halo.
Right.
I don't care. What's their other big one?
I don't know.
I feel like they announced 3 big games and I didn't care about any of them. Because they're not for me.
They announced the Funko Pop Gears of War. What is that?
That's a mobile game.
Okay. I guess that's forgivable then.
Yeah, no, they announced 3 Gears of War games. They announced a tactics, like RPG-style tactics game.
That's cool for me. I mean, I like that type of game.
All right, a tactics game. I don't know if it's going to be action RPG or RPG. And then mainstream. So they waited out of the 3 to do Gears 5. But yeah, I thought Nintendo did fine. It wasn't blowaway. It wasn't awful. Mostly because people were excited about Smash, so they automatically aren't going to screw up on
that. It just kind of sucks that they didn't have a big reveal, which is why people watch E3. They watch it to be surprised, and you should have at least one big surprise.
Pat Ridley was the... I'm telling you that. They thought that was the biggest deal.
Well, that's funny because as soon as... The trailer was 1 second into it, and I looked at you and went, Ridley.
Oh, yeah, no, I knew right away, but I mean, that
was... It wasn't a surprise
at all. But we've all been predicting that, but if you're just like, oh, I'm watching a YouTube Nintendo thing that got, like, that I just saw on the trending feed.
I just mean a game. You need a game.
Yeah. Well, they didn't do it, and to be honest, like, some of the big stuff, the biggest games that have come out in that console have all been outside of Zelda being announced for the Wii U at E3. All their biggest titles have been announced outside of E3, and E3 is just fleshing them out. They've been doing that every year. Outside of Metro Prime 4, they have not been announcing big games at E3. They don't do it.
Yeah.
They announce a lot of side games or like smaller. Yoshi, I think, was announced at E3.
All right, so let's just cut.
We'll wrap
let's
it.
Just cut to the chase here. One last thing. What is the one game that you are disappointed you didn't see here?
Animal Crossing.
That you wanted to see, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I want more than anything else out of Nintendo right now is an Animal Crossing
game. Okay.
I'm trying to
think. So we're both in the same spot, then.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you think we were going to see one today?
I thought they might, at most, they would say, "Hi, I'm Isabel, it's coming in 2025. Like, I think they're going to wait, take their time. They're going to be like, "Oh, you have to wait 3 years." As long as I'm fine, if they're not near ready, don't announce it. But if they're near ready, obviously they need to announce it. But I think they're taking their time. They have other titles.
What year did the last one
New Leaf come out in? Oh, it's got to be 2012. Yeah, 2013.
So it's been 5 years. It's been long enough. Reggie, if you're out there, give me my Animal Crossing.
Reggie fills Amy. Oh, can we talk about Reggie's reaction to Fortnite? And he's like, "I can't wait to jump in off the bus." And
yeah,
and I'm like, "Okay, Reggie." Like, he's probably played like 5 minutes of that game. But
all right, well, okay. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll have some more coverage of the other conferences here.
Yeah, so you can get Papa Bowman back in here.
Right, and you can subscribe on Google, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and the whole shebang. So
or whatever your podcatcher is.
Right, exactly. So thanks again for listening, and we'll see you on the sweet by and bye.